Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the tsunami of tech currently engulfing the nation and in the process redecorating communities like a family of grizzly bears in a Volkswagen van. A family of highly paid, bespectacled grizzly bears with a taste for $4 toast. Remember back in high school when the freaks and geeks and nerds were ostracized and used as the objects of our scorn and derision? Well, pull out that letter sweater because those days are back again. The nerds have lost their soft, fuzzy aura of lovable underdogs and are now viewed more like hipster locusts, laying waste to neighborhoods with a voracious appetite for quinoa, kale, and $6 cups of designer coffee. Here in the Bay Area, Google has become the face of the evil empire with their high-profile projects such as Google Glass, the wearable computer only available to a precious few, and the Google buses, which use municipal infrastructure to ferry the precious fewer from cities central to their campus in Silicon Valley. All men are created equal, but obviously some are more equal than others. Most distressing are the alterations to cities where the texters have descended. This October, when shares of Twitter employees become vested, 2,000 millionaires will hit the streets of San Francisco, and people will speak dreamily of the good old days when a studio in the Mission with no parking and the smell of old men embedded in the walls only cost $3,500 a month. Raising the question, who are the real glass wipes here? The insular, entitled techies blissfully traipsing down sidewalks, laughing at cat videos on their face-borne computers? Or the rest of us, desperate for handouts, poised to wipe their windscreens clean with our mini squeegees? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.